You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Like an AP, put work in the rhyme, no lazy. Lifted like I'm trying to lose kgs. Get to the bone, I'm crazy. Ay, they took off like I owed them. Piss off, you a modem. With the signals, you be throwing your connections in the soil mud. Left lagging, bruv. I've been to Carib with Daz and Dula. Back in the grass for Moolah. Puff on the gas to Uma.
Why they keep hating a little on me? Mister, I always say I'm 17. Mister was made to sit in limousine. Holiday cut me a whip, but I mean, that's only if my money long like Cinnabi, Michelin energy, I am a star. Rapping for you is a shot in the dark. Rapping for me is just proof that I'm on. Savvy on blanc, I stole that shit and I gave it to mom. Mad at me, huh? Better get used to it, boy, I ain't done. Savvy on blanc, I stole that shit and I gave it to mom. Mad at me, huh? Better get used to it, boy, I ain't done.
So we don't show no love. Chillin' by the pool, yeah, we go all out. We don't want no problems, but we ready to go. If I get the call, I tell him say no more. Walk it, acting cool, so we don't show no love. Chillin' by the pool, yeah, we go all out. We don't want no problems, but we ready to go.
We stay ready.
Testimony been real since the bank was lonely. Been here trying to get the money. If you wanna better take it from me,
might keep it on me, might keep it on me.
No holes in my testimony. Been real since the bank was lonely. Been here trying to get the money. If you wanna better take it from me,
might keep it on me, might keep it on
10,
me.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6.
I need a grip.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We ready to run. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6.
I need a grip.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We ready to, ready to, ready to.
If I get the call, I tell him say no more. Walk it, acting cool, so we don't show no love. Chillin' by the pool, yeah, we go all out. We don't want no problems, but we ready to go.
We stay ready, we stay ready, we stay ready, ready or not. We stay ready, we stay ready, we stay ready, ready or not. We stay ready, we stay ready, we stay ready, ready or not. We stay ready, we stay ready, we stay ready, ready or not.
Church and AP with Ready or Not, which is the first song that you hear basically when you go and watch the fantastic Legend of Baron Tor. And we have got Kyle McNaughton in the studio, the director of that film. How are you, Kyle?
I'm good, thank you. Thanks for having me, my loy lele.
Thanks for coming up. I'm just been so excited to see this film, and I saw it last night and it absolutely lived up to expectations. It's just the most fun I think I've had in a cinema in a really, really long time.
That's super cool.
How would you explain The Legend of Baron Tor to somebody who has no idea of what it is?
Right. Well, I guess the easiest way to explain it would be that it's a prodigal son story.
Mm-hmm.
So the son of the father returns to his neighborhood of his youth. He's there to sell his family home, but his uncle is a half owner, and Fritz is his name.
Mm-hmm.
He inadvertently causes the theft of his late father's championship wrestling belt, And this prompts his father to say no to the sale of the house until the belt is returned, and that sets Fritz off on his quest to get the belt back in order to complete his task of becoming successful. But what he learns along the way is more important.
Hard out. And what I loved about this was, I was actually just saying this to you off mic before, I felt like as soon as I started watching it, I was like, this is, you know, shot in places that are familiar to me. It's kind of a really familiar context, and I sort of felt like, I can't believe I haven't seen a film like this before. I can't believe we haven't seen a big Polynesian action film shot in Auckland before. This is like wild to me that this hasn't happened. It feels so fresh, but also I was like, this has been an untapped sort of idea pool maybe for a long time. What prompted you to make this movie?
I've always been interested. I've always loved action movies.
Yeah.
Grew up watching Bruce Lee, and then, you know, growing up watching Commando, Beverly Hills Cop, mm-hmm. you know, all of the classic kind of action comedy,
totally.
You know, films. And so it's always been something that I've wanted to make. And then when we... kind of stumbled on this script. It was written by a friend of ours, and when I say ours, I'm talking about mine and my wife, mm-hmm. Kerry Wakia, who I my life partner and business partner.
Yeah.
We make everything together, basically. A friend of ours, work colleague as well, had written a spec script, mm-hmm. basically, that he was hoping to make with his producing partner, Owen Black. And it was an action film set in a cul-de-sac, and it was like, it's such a great idea, such
totally.
A unique idea, but something that was immediately recognizable.
Totally.
Yeah. And so we said, look, well, I really wanted to make it, but what we wanted to do was make it from our perspective, from my perspective,
totally.
and ultimately from John Argyll, the writer, from his perspective as well, and from that initial spec script, he tapped into his own Tongan heritage,
mm-hmm.
and it became what it is today. Yeah,
that's something that I was really struck by in the film, is it switches between Tongan and English a lot, and I was hardly even noticing that as well. Like sometimes you find, if you don't speak one of the languages and there's subtitles, you're sort of, oh wait, hang on, trying to catch up with yourself a little bit. I didn't find that at all with this film. It just felt really natural, which maybe speaks to the fact that if you've lived in Auckland or if you've lived in New Zealand and you kind of are used to hearing lots of different, you know, voices speaking around you, this kind of just feels like maybe a really good portrait of part of the city, part of the way we are here.
That's really... You know, that's really gratifying to hear, I think. You know, we set out, you know, you set out to make something from your own perspective. And I've, you know, I'm not Tongan myself, but I grew up in Manurewa, went to James Cook High School. So a really, really diverse population, a lot of Māori Pacific Islanders in the community.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree. I think if you grow up in within that environment, it does become second nature. But what's great is putting that experience to the forefront,
totally.
And telling it from that perspective is you know, it's really exciting and really, you know, really gratifying that it's appealing to a wide audience.
Yeah, this movie is funny. Like, it is properly funny. There were so many moments where like the whole cinema was just laugh out loud, like really genuinely laughing out loud at jokes. And also it's pretty gnarly, the fight scenes as well. There was a lot of like, ooh, you know, sound effects from the audience coming out when you sort of get like this kind of smack noise and you're like, oh yeah, I can feel that one from my seat, basically.
That's great.
But what I wanted to know is, as you were saying, you kind of watched a lot of like Bruce Lee films and things like that growing up, and you can definitely kind of feel the flavor of that in there. How did you go, okay, we're going to make this more like, you know, Polynesian, we're going to make this more Auckland, we're going to make this more localized? What were the points of reference for you that you drew on to make that?
I think John Argyll had done a lot of that work, infusing it into the script himself.
Mm-hmm.
So he really drew on his admiration and idolizing these wrestlers,
mm-hmm.
from the 80s and infuse the script with that. Like the some scripts that I've read from, you know, big films, they will only have a couple of lines, you know, a fight ensues.
Yeah, yeah.
But John's description of the fights was actually a combination of freestyle wrestling, a little bit of WWF. And so from there, taking that to the stunt team, mm-hmm. they were so excited. And we have such a world-class stunt team in New Zealand. I mean, you know, we were lucky to be able to grab them and have them work on our film.
Totally.
And so they were excited to take that, but also infuse their ideas into it, which was, you know, adding in a little bit of kung fu here and there
totally,
and,
yeah.
you know, mixing it with the, yeah. So there's a little bit of everything, which the idea was to give it a unique Kiwi flavour as well, which is kind of an amalgamation of a whole bunch of all sorts of things.
Totally. One other thing that I was really struck by this film was it's not a film that's trying to moralise to you. It is an action film in its kind of truest sense. It's got these fun fight scenes, it's got great jokes and stuff, but there is this real heart that runs through it. And one thing I kept sort of noticing throughout is there's so much reference to poetry in the script, which I thought was just like a lovely kind of subtext that was going on there. What was that about, I guess, within the script and within the filmmaking?
Yeah, John's, again, coming back to the writer, because all of this was on the page, which is essential. And his the way that he approaches character is always from the side.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's got to be unique.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we would have long discussions about script and about structure and the journey of the character, but it was always John who would come and fill in the dialogue, and it would always surprise me what he would come up with. I think there was this real desire to have to show this kind of intelligence, but also mixed with the brawn, you know, with the fighting, kind of, I don't know, the warrior in a way, you know, and you don't need to be one or the other. You can be both at the same time.
I think that was quite striking in this film, was that, you know, although it's got the kind of trappings of a comic book almost, you've got these sort of amazing like moments that happen in there as well, all those characters felt quite real, and you kind of feel like, yeah, actually I know somebody who's a bit like that, or maybe I can see a little bit of something going on there that feels really recognizable. And I think maybe we're coming quite a long way in terms of how we make movies in New Zealand that depict Polynesian experiences that aren't just about pushing through those original stereotypes that we've sort of been stuck with from quite a while, maybe since, like, I don't know, I'm thinking of people like Billy Tee, who did an amazing job of bringing Māori comedy to the forefront, but he had to really push through some big stereotypes to kind of get any ground. How do you feel it is as like the terrain at the moment for making Polynesian films, making Māori films in New Zealand?
I think I definitely think it's a good time for us as creators in terms of, you know, how it has been in the past.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can just look at what Taika has achieved, and his call out to
the man of the moment.
Yeah. 100%. So, in that respect, it's a good time, but that's not to say it's not still a struggle. There's still, you know, there are systems in place that just do not take into account certain perspectives and certain ways of working, which are different to the you know, to the systems that are already set up. So I think the only way that the change can come about is if we're given the opportunity, if underrepresented voices are given the opportunity to tell their own stories. Yeah.
Well, this was such a fantastic film. I just highly encourage everyone to go and watch it for many, many reasons. One small one being the soundtrack is so sick as well. There's heaps of Church and AP. There's heaps of Swidit in there.
Yeah.
Did you guys have fun picking tracks for this?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah.
It was awesome. And the Swidit reference, I'm so old. When we were shooting, I didn't even know about them. But our boom swinger, his name's Nikora. His rap name. Oh man, he's gonna hate me. But he's Swizzle Jaeger.
Yo.
And so he told me about Swidit, and when we got into the edit, I was just. had them on repeat.
Totally.
Yeah. It's just it suits it. So well, and there's you know, like you said, Church and AP. There's the adults featuring Kings. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's all sorts of
so many great people involved. Hey, thank you, Carl, so much for coming and chatting to
us.
Thanks
for having me.
When can people catch this in the cinemas?
On February 20th.
Fantastic. Yeah. I'm sure it'll be sort of like in any cinema near you, so just make sure you go along. Thank you so much for coming and speaking to us this morning. We are going to listen to Sweat It Now. This is Ric Flair. You're on BFM.
I've got the style and profile like never before. Let me go on record as telling the whole world to be the man. You got to beat the man. And I'm saying,
woo! I got that Ric Flair. Woo! I got that Ric Flair. Woo! I got that Ric Flair. I got that Ric Flair. Woo! I got that Ric Flair. Woo! I got that Ric Flair. Limousine, ride a jet, fly, kiss, steal it, will it, deal it, son of a gun. Woo! I got that Ric Flair, Versace blue with the slick hair. Smack a rapper, make it look sincere. I can rest a piece of hat, kick snare. Oh, you got the latest trends? Or you keep rotating friends? Don't make me turn up to your rap show, trying to find your fans like... I got the style profile, more than worth a while. $1 million smile, swear to God, these bitches picking up the mileage. I woke up as my own stylist. I'm the fucking cowardice. Gambino mixed with Dan Marino, throwing tantrums like I'm childish. I turn a front page to a stunt page. And if anybody throw a fucking shade, that umbrella better be custom made for the fucking sake. Satin suede, cotton, polyester. I'm the fucking flyest poly ever. Stony hung a flare, people stop and stare, and it ain't fair. I got that Ric Flair. 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 Limousine, ride a jet, fly, kiss, steal it, will it, deal it, son of a gun. I'll invoice you later for the style that I gave you. Hawaiian shirts going out of stock. The community put my songs on rotation when I'm round the block and it's round the clock. Time ticking, listen, bro, there's nobody that's slicker. I reach my goals like a kicker. Body, you're clicked and I'm pouring that liquor. Yeah, I got that Ric Flair. 312 on the wrist wear. Styling on them in that Frank Marie. Getting at them like I'm Valerie. Blowing trees like a welly breeze from my canopy. Custom fit for the magazines. Crashing parties, then we peel off like a tangerine. It's like a weapon raising when we step on stages. Whole style causing devastation. We the most electrified rap group in entertainment. We put a hell of work. We slanging hell of merch. They put the team on the front of the covers and steal. We ain't got a Madden curse. Woo! I got that Ric Flair. Woo! I got that Ric Flair. Woo! I got that Ric Flair. I got that Ric Flair. Woo! I got that Ric Flair. Woo! I got that Ric Flair. Limousine, ride a jet, fly, kiss, steal it, will it, deal it, son of a gun.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.